This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome on this Sunday edition of the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host for today. It's kind of interesting, a story that we have on InfoWars. It's not something that we're unaccustomed to, the fact that you have people attacking free speech. We see them doing this in every way possible. We had Jake Lloyd go out and do a report. They grabbed the microphone out of his hand. They've done that to us at Planned Parenthood protests, where we're talking about the genocide of Planned Parenthood. This is the left's tactic. I mean, as we were there holding up signs of little babies and saying, Black Lives do matter, and this has been planned as a genocide from the very beginning. They showed up to put black signs in front of our signs. They had nothing to say. They just didn't want us to say anything. Of course, you see it all the time on social media. I just had somebody troll me on something, and they didn't like what I had to say, so they said somebody needs to take away David Knight's Twitter account. They need to take the keyboard out of his hand. I retweeted it, and I said, well, you know, this is a typical response from the left. They don't want to debate you. They want to censor you. But, of course, it's going to get more violent. And what we're seeing in the U.K. is Tommy Robinson just walking down the street being singled out by 10 individuals with balaclavas on their head, covering up their face so nobody can see them, attacking him. And we have the clip at InfoWars.com. I want to play you a little bit of this clip, just to give you an idea of what's going on. It's about a 20-minute clip, so we're not going to play it. And there's a lot of visual stuff here, so it's not appropriate for the radio. But let's play a little bit of that clip so you get a taste of what that is. This is the way the left reacts to people, the way they bully and target. And I guess we could even say bully and harass people. Where's YouTube to protect Tommy Robinson? They're not going to be there. Here's a little bit of that clip.
Come on,
these are guys with masks on, attacking a woman who is filming them, 10 of them, coming after Tommy Robinson, trying to take the camera away from her. Coming at him from the back, attacking him, knocking him down from the back, and jumping on him. But he gets up, starts fighting him, and he basically fights him off. Spoiler alert here, but he basically fights him off and then talks about it to other people. And the amazing thing about this clip to me,
I was still
right here.
Your mate's run off. Your mate's run off.
He's talking to the police.
He's run off. There's nothing to worry about.
No allegations.
There's no allegation for me. Like, it's not how I deal with it. You cowards.
Yeah. He walks down to the police and said,
how many of them were there?
Your friends ran away.
And how did they do for 10 of them?
How did they do?
How did they do? No, you're not on camera. You're on camera.
They
did, they
did. He's asking some people there, how did I do?
10 lads.
Yeah, he had to fight off 10 people who were teaming up, attacking him from every angle because the police would not do anything.
Absolutely.
As you pointed out to the police, he said, your friends, your mates ran away.
Come out. Right, officer. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, go around the corner.
All right, and that's you can see the rest of that report at InfoWars. It's pretty amazing to me. But this is the tactics of the left, and this is the tactic of the police, who basically will not do anything. Absolutely amazing. They see a fight like that, they don't want to get in the middle of it. They just run away. We can expect that. And as we are going to talk in the show, we've now had the Florida governor sign a massive gun control bill. It's a $400 million gun control bill. There you go. Big spending Republican, anti-self-protection Republican, $400 million gun control bill from the Republican governor there, Rick Scott. Because, you know, you can't protect anybody unless you've got a uniform, right? we saw a lot of that, didn't we, at the Stoneman Douglas School that began all of this gun control movement in Florida. The people with uniforms did basically the same thing there that the police in uniform did when you had Tommy Robinson surrounded and attacked by 10 individuals. They protect themselves. They walk away. See, sometimes it doesn't require a uniform to be a hero. You can be a hero and wear a uniform, but you can also be a hero without a uniform. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metals dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
News, analysis, reports. It's the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, David Knight.
Welcome to this Sunday edition of the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host today. I just played at the top of the hour a video of Tommy Robinson being attacked by an Antifa gang of 10 guys wearing masks, of course. They're ashamed of what they do, and they should be ashamed. Bunch of cowards, 10 people attacking one individual, but he fought them off. A very compelling video. It's about 20 minutes long. I played a clip of it at the top of the hour when we didn't have our radio stations joining us. If you want to see that, you can see that at InfoWars.com. Tommy Robinson attacked by Antifa gang. And it's important to understand what the tactics of the left are. And you can see it in that clip very easily. And, of course, afterwards, he walked over to a large group of police officers not far away who were just standing there doing nothing. And he said, hey, why didn't you guys help me? Oh, nothing to worry about, fella, you know, and all this. And he says, your mates, your friends ran away when they saw this. Kind of like what we have seen with the cowards of Broward County. The sheriff's officers who would not go in. That wasn't the case with the police department. That was the case with the sheriff's department. See, just because you wear a uniform doesn't mean that you're a hero. Doesn't mean that you will protect other people. Doesn't mean that you'll put your life on the line. That certainly the police department did, not the county sheriff's office. And so you have different rules from different people. And the very fact that somebody is wearing a uniform doesn't make them a hero. You don't have to have a uniform to be a hero. We saw that in the Sutherland Springs church shooting. The guy who was the hero there had the gun that the left hates so badly, the AR-15, which they want to ban. That's got to be purged from the earth. We're going to wish that away into the cornfield. Never again. Never again, they say. Never again is the most naive thing I have ever heard anybody say. You can't say that about anything. Certainly can't say that about conflicts. We heard that after World War I, maybe these high school students didn't get that in history. You know that war to end all wars? Well, it didn't actually do that, did it? You're never going to find a situation where we're going to change the nature of man. That's basically what they need to understand. It's in the nature of man. So the best we can do is make sure that good people that have been vetted, that are trained, are able to protect other people. But that's not what they're doing in Florida. We're going to get into gun control. And how Florida has responded, the Republican governor acting like you would expect Hillary Clinton to act, spending $400 million, creating a new gun control bill. So here we have big spending, anti-Second Amendment, Republican rhino. See, did I miss anything? Let's say big spending, anti-Second Amendment, anti-self-protection, Republican, quote-unquote Republican, in name only, Rick Scott. And immediately the NRA has filed suit. So I'm going to tell you about that. I'm going to give you an example of why Rick Scott is wrong in siding with the Democrats in this. We'll talk about that in a moment. We're also going to talk about Trumponomics. We're going to talk about the victory lap that he was taking in Pennsylvania as he's taking the stump trying to help a Republican in a congressional race that's coming up there in Pennsylvania. This is a very wise move politically, but it's the right thing to do. It's what President Trump campaigned on. And I think we're going to look back at this and we're going to talk about, instead of Reaganomics, we're going to talk about Trumponomics. And I think Trumponomics looks better than Reaganomics because it's not only a large tax cut, but it's also large cuts in regulation as well as economic nationalism, which was never a part of the Reagan recovery. So we're looking at something here that is far bigger than anything Ronald Reagan ever did. Now, he's making the same mistake on economics that Ronald Reagan did in terms of not cutting spending because the deficit is still continuing to go up. But it will be mitigated somewhat by economic growth. So I think we're going to be talking about Trumponomics. And instead of talking about the Reagan Democrats, we're going to be talking about the Trump Democrats when we get to the next elections. I think that is a big win. So we're going to talk about trade. We're going to talk about North Korea with President Trump. And in the second hour, it's the last hour of the show. I was thinking of a three-hour show. Typically, you can find me a three-hour show every morning, 8 to 11, here at InfoWars. But today we have a two-hour show. And in the second hour, we're going to be talking to Christian Saussure. He is the sailor who many of us were so upset about the fact that he was sent to jail for doing something that really wasn't a serious crime. As his defense attorney pointed out, this should have been taken care of with probation. It should have been taken care of by the military. There could have been some discipline for what he did. What he did was he took some pictures of where he had served. It was the lowest possible level of classification, confidential. And they basically hung him out to dry. This was a very vindictive move by the Obama administration, especially when you look at the FBI involvement and the involvement of the FBI director saying that even though Hillary Clinton had violated national security blatantly and continually at the highest level. I mean, this is, you got three basic levels of classification, confidential, secret, and top secret. It doesn't take much of anything to have something classified as confidential. As a matter of fact, our government wants to classify everything as secret. Remember the memo that came from the Republicans? Remember when they declassified that? There was all this back and forth, and the FBI was saying, and then other people in the Justice Department and the Democrats said, you can't show that to anybody, President Trump. That's classified. And he says, it doesn't give away anything important. It doesn't give away any methods. It doesn't expose any personnel. There's no reason for this to even be classified. They had it classified top secret. And yet this poor sailor was raked over the coals. He basically had been sent to prison for a year. They had him still under house arrest and on parole. And being a convicted felon was destroying his life. He couldn't get a job. And President Trump took that away. So we're going to talk to him. This is something that Trump tweeted about yesterday, Saturday, that he finally took this away. He had already served a year in time. This is just taking away the stigma that was going to follow him throughout life. And it's a great thing that President Trump did that. All right, let's take a look at some of the news here. We have, besides gun control in Florida, they want to exercise a little bit more control over the sunshine in the Sunshine State. They're now saying that they would like to adopt year-round daylight savings time. I think that would be a good idea. I mean, I really don't like the fact that they mess with the clock twice a year. You like the fact that you lost an hour last night? I don't. I don't like that at all. I think it's a very bad idea. I think they should call it Sunshine State Savings Time. They could go on their own time zone and say, the heck with the feds. Nullify their daylight savings time. That's it. I'm all for nullification. I'm not with Jeff Sessions. Jeff Sessions out there saying, there's no such thing as nullification and secession. We settled that question a long time ago. Just go to Gettysburg and look at this stuff and said, well, you can also go to a Bunker Hill in Yorktown, because I'm sure that the British government said, you can't leave the king at that time as well. Yeah, that's always going to be the case. But there is a peaceful method in our Constitution. It's called nullification. And people have already peacefully nullified a part of the unconstitutional war on drugs that Jeff Sessions likes so much. We have over 30 states, over 60% of the states have declared medical marijuana or just outright legalized it. That is nullification, folks. Marijuana is prohibited under the UN's, and it is the UN's drug schedule. The UN created that drug schedule, by the way, conservatives. Did you know that when you fight for the war on drugs, you're fighting for a UN agenda? Think about that. They created the four schedules. They put all the drugs in the four schedules. They did it 10 years before Nixon implemented the UN agenda verbatim for you. How's that? And we've been suffering under that now for a half a decade, and it hasn't helped any addiction, has it? But it has given us a lot of corruption. It has created a prison population that is greater in absolute numbers, let alone the percentage of the population, but greater in absolute numbers than any other country, even communist dictatorships here in America. And it has corrupted our law enforcement. It's corrupted our constitution, our legal system. But it hasn't done anything to our addiction rate. Hasn't done anything to that. Anyway, we're going to take a look at some other issues. We've got Mother's Day cards going gender neutral. Can you believe this? And actually, it has something to do, I think, with why Rex Tillerson is in darkest Africa and totally out of the loop on North Korea. So we're going to tell you the connection between gender neutral Mother's Day cards and Rex Tillerson's Africa trip when we come back. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with David Knight.
Welcome back on this Sunday. I'm David Knight, and of course you'll find me Mondays through Fridays, 8 to 11 on the InfoWars Network. We have a daily show there. But I told you before we went to the break that I would tell you how Mother's Day gender-neutral cards that are now being proposed by some store in the UK. I don't know if this is a drug store or a grocery store. It's Waitrose. Waitrose, I think, is the way you pronounce that. But it's in the UK, and they're now putting out gender-neutral Mother's Day cards. It's going to require a completely new language if we go down this mentally ill path. And, of course, they've already got a completely new language for us. I'll tell you about that in just a moment. But I told you before we went to the break that I would tell you how these gender-neutral Mother's Day cards relate to T-Rex, Rex Tillerson, in Africa. Why is he in Africa? Well, I'm going to get to that in just a moment. But first, let's talk about the beginning of this. Mother's Day cards, gender-neutral. They say they're going to broaden out, no pun intended, they're going to broaden out the mothers who the cards can go to. And so they have Happy You Day cards in the Mother's Day section. The word mother does not appear. Now, you might think that that's silly, but it's really not funny, folks. We have schools that have been working for quite a long time, seriously, working on getting rid of the terms mother and father. They said they were hateful terms. You can't have the terms mother and father. You have to understand how, at what a fundamental level these people want to destroy our society. They don't want to just get rid of the Christopher Columbus statues. No. They don't want to just get rid of Western civilization. They don't want to just purge Christianity. They want to impose upon us a kind of gender insanity. If you will, a new kind of birth control. I mean, we have, this is a brave new world that they're trying to operate here. We've got sperm counts that are crashing because of toxins in the water and the food and so forth. But it's also this kind of insanity where they're trying to stop all kinds of natural procreation. It's an attack on the family. It's an attack on everything that the basis of our culture. Let me tell you something. The basis of our society is not government. How about that? What is the basis of our society? Is it the individual? I'm a libertarian, but it's not, the basis of our society is not an individual. The basis of our society is the family. The family. That is why they have to make Mother's Day cards, no longer Mother Day cards or Father's Day cards. But they're not just coming out to the Father's Day cards because they are perhaps too toxically masculine. No, they're coming after mothers. Mothers. And they have cards like two moms are better than one, or dad, thanks for being the most amazing mom. These are some of the cards that these people are putting at the store in the UK. But let's take a look at not some of the other things that these trans activists are doing. I mean, we've seen this many times. Remember Justin Trudeau when he told that young questioner, don't say mankind. And then after everybody called him on the insanity, he said, I was just joking. Well, was Justin Trudeau joking when he was very happy the fact that back in February, that the Canadian national anthem had its lyrics changed so that they would be gender neutral instead of in all thy sons command, in all of us command. And he tweeted out at the time, this bill to make O Canada gender neutral passed third reading in the Senate tonight. Another positive step towards gender equality. In all of us command, he does hashtag. And then you can take a look at how this insanity plays out in college campuses, because that's where most of this stuff is being taught. You send your kids away for what you think is going to be an essential part of their career. It's going to give them an advance in terms of earning a wage. Well, to some degree, and some to some degree with some degrees, and other degrees you don't get any advantage. But what they do is they load them up with debt, and they cover them with this kind of insanity. Look at what campus reform has uncovered. At Kennesaw State University, the LGBT Resource Center has produced a new pamphlet that has seven different gender-neutral pronouns, things like ni, vi, a, z. I don't even know how to pronounce the difference of pronouncing ze and xe. I don't even know. And I'll give you an example of what some of their sample sentences sound like. It sounds like you got a speech impediment. Here's one example. Refer to a student who identifies as ni. One could say, ni, left. That is nears. What is this, Clockwork Orange? Yeah, it is. Very well, little brother. Yeah, they got a whole new language that they're creating. And you better understand what they're doing. Yeah. They and their droogs. This is what they're trying to impose upon us. It is a kind of insanity that they're putting on us. I remember we had Corporal Klinger in MASH all those years, trying to get a Section 8 so he could get out, dressing as a woman so they would say he was crazy. That's what Section 8 is. They knew that he didn't really mean it, but these people really mean it. And now we've got a Pentagon that is bringing in transgender troops because and they're going to burden that institution with that insanity, as well as burden the taxpayer with their operations that they want to do. There he is, Corporal Klinger. See, sometimes this stuff starts out as silly, and sometimes they put it out there as funny, but you better understand they're deadly serious about this stuff. We can laugh at it, but they're deadly serious about it. Now, let's go on to the reactions, because this is, I want to get down through the North Korea stuff to get to the link between the transgender insanity that we're seeing here with Mother's Day and the transgender insanity that we're seeing with the State Department in Africa. And Rex Tillerson is right at the center of that. So let's start here with reactions to the peace talks with North Korea. As I pointed out on Friday, at the beginning, there was a lot of praise. Erin Burnett said, wow, after she talked to a panel of six or eight people, she said, if this really happens, and if President Trump pulls us through, he'll go down as a great president. No question about that. You can't question that. And she was being honest. And that was what happened at the beginning. And then everything changed. And even people on MSNBC, and of course, Chris Matthews, when he was looking at President Trump's moves to protect the steel and aluminum industries, but especially the steel industries, Chris Matthews, who's from Pennsylvania, said this is going to be a big win for President Trump. He said this is a cultural touch point. Because people understand that their society is being destroyed, just as they understood that Obama and Hillary Clinton wanted to destroy the economies and the manufacturing base of the coal industry in West Virginia and other places like that. The steel industry and the manufacturing industry, and it is much broader than just steel. We have seen the establishment Republicans and Democrats under the mantle of open trade eviscerate our economy. You want to talk about a trade war? The Chinese and the globalist shills, I guess we could call them quislings here in America, have been bombing our economy, our factory, our manufacturing base. They've been bombing it for 50 years. It's a 50-year war against us. And it's about time we wake up and understand that we're not going to let this continue happening. It has been a stealth war, but everybody can see it now. I can't even believe that the Koch brothers are out there trying to lecture us on quote-unquote free trade. As I've said over and over again on the show, there is no such thing as a free lunch, and folks, there's no such thing as free trade. We're going to talk about that later in the show as well. But I want to tell you the connection to Mother's Day and Rex Tillerson. I will get to it in the next section.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. As we left, I said we're going to take a look at the way people reacted to President Trump's North Korean initiative that we have here. And, of course, understand it was his being the bad cop, South Korea being the good cop. They're bringing Kim Jong-un to the table. But, of course, Rachel Maddow cannot allow that that is a good thing. She's got to show herself to be nothing but a partisan hack, because who other than a partisan hack would try to pretend that denuclearizing North Korea is not a good thing? And so I want to play you a clip of Rachel Maddow and how she responded to this. I mean, even the people on CNN, at least the people on CNN said, hey, this would be really good if we could stop this guy who is lobbing missiles over Japan and setting off one nuclear test after the other. This guy is really dangerous. He's looking for attention. Wouldn't it be a good thing if we could stop that by just giving him a selfie with President Trump? Is that all it takes? Give this guy the attention that he wants and then take away his nuclear toys? I think that'd be a great thing. But Rachel Maddow is not really so sure. Here's what she has to say.
You might imagine another president in this circumstance. Kim Jong-un makes a request. You want to meet? You might think like another president in this circumstance. You could imagine a president asking himself or herself, why has no other American president ever agreed to do this?
Good question.
Why has no sitting American president ever met with a leader from North Korea?
Yeah, good question.
Why has that never happened in all the decades North Korea has existed as a nation? Why hasn't any other president ever done? Should I take that to mean that this might be a particularly risky or even an unwise move? See, I think that's how most presidents would approach the idea of a personal presidential meeting with the North Korean dictator. I think a lot of people probably suspect tonight that those are not the kinds of questions that this president asked himself before agreeing to this meeting. But this is the president we have, and he said yes to North Korea. The New York Times tonight headlining this breaking news as, quote, a breathtaking gamble.
Oh, wow. And this is the president that we have saying yes to North Korea. She tries to portray it as us saying yes to North Korea. You know who said yes to North Korea, Rachel? All your Obama and Clinton and State Department that enabled these people. How about the fact that you had the guy that you love so much, President Obama, you fawned over him, didn't you? This is newsbusters.org points out that Rachel Maddow fawned over President Obama when he said yes to the North Koreans. That was a good thing because it was President Obama, wasn't it, Rachel? That's what a hopeless, smarmy, snarky hack she is. Just disgusting to watch her there. Lying through her teeth. She had said when Obama pushed for the Iran nuclear deal, she said, it's the major foreign policy achievement, not only of this presidency, but of the American generation. That's right. It was a foreign policy achievement, but not for America's benefit, for the Iranian benefit. It's amazing. You might think, she said, why has no other American president ever agreed to do this? That's the right question, but she gives the wrong answer. She said, should I take it that to mean that this might be particularly risky or even an unwise move? Well, let me tell you what is unwise. It's just sit there and let these people continue, because obviously he is willing to do anything. What is going to happen, Rachel, if in some of these moves where he lobs missiles over Japan, if it actually hits Japan, people are going to be, they're going to have to respond to that then. You think it'd be a better thing to have a war, I guess. So you have MSNBC, another host, says, well, it's definitely risky. So one of the things this would do, if we have a picture of Kim Jong-un and President Trump standing next to one another, this actually achieves one of Kim Jong-un's longstanding and his father's goal, which is to elevate North Korea. So that's the risk. That's the risk. We cannot lose our prestige by having our president take a selfie with the North Korean president. That is what MSNBC, that's their desperate attempt to try to say that this is a bad idea to talk to them. No, it'd be much better, wouldn't it, MSNBC, to just allow this little dictator to continue his nuclear program, his missile program, until he shoots a missile at Guam or lands one on Japan, and then we have the whole area erupt into war. Oh, that would be much better. Let's take the advice of the hacks at MSNBC. To me, that's a small price to pay. And we've had Michael Malice, who spent a lot of time in North Korea, say, this guy just wants attention. Let's give him a little bit of attention if we can denuclearize the place. There is no risk involved in this. Understand that the deal that has been announced is that nothing is going to change in the sanctions until they have the meeting. And unless he denuclearizes, nothing is going to change. He is still going to be under siege with the largest military in the world pointed at his country. He has nothing to gain but to denuclearize at this point. But then we got another hack another Democrat hack. This is Tommy Vitor. He is someone who worked with Obama. He was Obama's former National Security Council spokesman. And he tweets out, why would the Trump administration announce this like it's some kind of accomplishment? It's a conversation with a homicidal dictator, not an invitation to the Met Gala. Really, really. So the reason he would do this, Obama, National Security spokesman. Obama left us with a lot of national security, didn't he? We don't have secure borders. We don't have a secure situation with North Korea or with Iran, anybody else. But really, the answer is to disarm them, not to arm them like you and the Clintons did with Iran and China and others. I mean, that's what the Democrats have done. Dan McLaughlin of National Review came back and pointed out that his boss had spent his time going to Havana, Cuba, and palling around with the president there. Who had run communist death squads? That's Raul Castro, who's still there. Said, in fact, the two-year anniversary of their super awkward handshake is coming up later this month. How about that? This is the hypocrisy of the left. But I want to take a moment here with Rex Tillerson, because the top had dried yesterday. It said Tillerson is sick. He's not going to meet with anybody in Kenya. Then later on, he's coming out and saying, I'm feeling a little bit better. Getting better. I think what he was sick of is being left out of the loop. As I reported this on Friday, they said, this is AP, saying several Pentagon officials had said shortly before the announcement that they had no knowledge of what the South Koreans planned to announce. So the South Koreans came in and talked to President Trump privately. Then they came out and announced that President Trump and Kim Jong-un would be meeting to talk about denuclearizing North Korea, and that nothing was going to change unless they did that. And until they did that, after the meeting. But at the same time, they reported that Secretary of State Rex Tillerson, who was traveling in Africa, had just hours before that announcement said that the U.S. was, quote, a long ways, unquote, from direct talks. That was Tillerson in the dark continent. The secretary is not feeling well, he said the next day, after a long couple of days working on major issues back home, such as North Korea, and he has canceled his events for the day. So think about that. They managed to put that in the statement, saying he's kind of sick, you know, because of that North Korea stuff that he was left out of the loop in. To me, I'm hoping this is what the coded message is. I am sick of this job. I hope he is sick of this job. I hope he joins Gary Cohen. I think there's a door at the White House with a label on it. It's a door that leads out of the White House. It's an exit. And hopefully there is a door there that somebody in the White House has put a sign on that says, "Globalist, enter here," because I would like to see him join his fellow globalist, Gary Cohen, and just get out. This is a guy who has fought President Trump. He's been wrong on every issue. And even when you look at what we knew about this guy before he came in, when I heard that he was being rumored to be the Secretary of State, I said, why? Why in the world would we have this guy? This is a guy who has pushed climate change. And he continued to do that through the first 6 months of president. He was a key man pushing back against President Trump when he wanted to end this Paris Climate Treaty. But I'm going to tell you, finally get to it in the next segment, finally tell you why he was there and how that ties to a gender-neutral Mother's Day. Yes, it all runs through Rex Tillerson, even though he's in Africa. We'll tell you about the insanity when we return. Stay with us.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae, and I came up with our own formula working with some scientists and developers, non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the pregnenone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hi, I'm Craig Sammet, Chief Clinical Officer from Anthem. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time, but some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why the Anthem Foundation supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Welcome back. We're going to take a look at Rex Tillerson and what he is trying to do in Kenya to the Kenyan boys. What the State Department is doing. $600,000 investment to mess with their gender. It's not just here in America. And it's the State Department. And it's Rex Tillerson. And he has a history of doing this. I'm going to get back to that. I'll wrap up the connection between Rex Tillerson and gender-neutral Mother's Day cards in just one moment. But before I do, real quickly, I want to let you know about the sales that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. It's part of our Operation Paul Revere 2018. We have extended this stuff because, you know, it's very important for you to purchase from us directly. We don't live by ads that are sold for Big Pharma on our site like CNN does, but they're trying to shut us down. They think they can shut us down by getting YouTube to take our videos off, to take our channel off, to demonetize our channel. That's not how we make our money. We make our money through the products. We fund this operation through the products that we sell at our site. And, of course, we have some of the finest products that you're going to find that will help your health as well as the health of your family. Natural products that we don't have to. When I tell you about these products, I don't have to spend 30 seconds rapidly running through a list of dangerous side effects. Like heart disease, stroke, and all these other things that you typically hear on the Big Pharma commercials on CNN and other cable news outlets. But let me give you an idea of some of the sales here, because we've got sales throughout the site, 30 to 80% off, plus free shipping. We have Super Male and Female Vitality, 50% off. Let me tell you some of the other popular products we have at 50% off. We've got Pollen Block, Immune Wall to help your immune system naturally, Real Red Pill, Biome Defense, True Whey Protein, Prebiotic Fiber, that is fiber plus probiotics. We also have InfoWars Life Select products. That's our storable food products, 40% off. Our apparel, some apparel is at 80% off. And we have the Aegis Armor Backpack Insert, 20% off. As I said once before, and I got singled out by one of these news, leftist news outlets for saying it. Remember the time the guy took the, first he went to the FBI office in Alaska and said, I've got voices in my head telling me to shoot people. I said, oh, that's nice. Have a nice day. We're not going to do anything about it. And they got on a plane and he flew to Florida and he started shooting people up with his pistol that he managed to get through security. Start shooting people up in the airport. And I said, this is the state of our security, our TSA. As much as they harass you, they don't do anything to protect you. I said, at the very least, put a an armor backpack insert into your backpack and take it with you. So you've at least got a little bit of something to hide behind. If all you can do is just shelter in place, at least you can have something that's going to stop a bullet. I got called out for that. I said, look at this. This guy is trying to profit off of a disaster here. And I said, I'm not trying to profit. I'm trying to help people to defend themselves. That's what we're talking about when we say a win-win situation. If we've got a solution that's going to help you to defend yourself when the government refuses to do so, they didn't get that guy's gun out of his hand. They didn't do anything when he complained about voices in his head. They're not going to do anything to protect you. Maybe you realize that by now. And if you have, take things into your own hands. And you can get select food to store for a disaster. You can get things to help you to fight the toxins that are in your food, the environment. And you can also, filter your water. Do a lot of things like that. Why is that a bad thing? I don't know why the left wants to call us out on that. But let's finish up with Rex Tillerson. As I just pointed out, he had, just hours before this happened, said we're very, very long away from any kind of talks with North Korea. And then it was announced that it was happening. And this is while he's in Africa, in the dark continent. And he was going to be in Nairobi on Friday, and he was going to have a ceremony that was going to mark 20 years after Al-Qaeda had bombed the U.S. embassies in Kenya and Tanzania, killing 224 people. See, Al-Qaeda and Islamic Jihad terrorism is all over Africa. And you've got Kenya on the west. You've got Nigeria on the eastern side of Africa, but it's everywhere. But Rex Tillerson is not so concerned about that. As a matter of fact, we got another neocon, H.R. McMaster, who can't even bring himself to say the term radical Islam. And so to save face, and I really do hope he's not going to stick with us. I hope Rex Tillerson sees this as a personal affront and leaves like Gary Cohen did when he lost the debate on protecting our economy. Gary Cohen wanted to continue to sell us out to China and other countries. And when President Trump said, no, we're not going to do that, he said, all right, fine, you want my advice, I'll leave. Well, we don't want or need Rex Tillerson's advice, and we don't want or need his advice on the climate, and we don't want or need his advice on what the causes of terrorism are. The State Department under Rex Tillerson has spent $600,000 to explore gender identities of boys and men in Kenya. And when I first saw this announcement where he was out of the loop, and of course now he's saying, oh, yes, I was very busy with that, and I've been in the, he said on Friday, he said, this was not a surprise in any way. After having said, we're a long ways away from talk a couple of hours before, then President Trump does it, and he says, well, this wasn't a surprise in any way. And then the next day he goes, I'm sick. I can't go to any meetings. Hopefully he's sick of being out of the loop. But this is what I'm sick of. I'm sick of our State Department continuing the Obama Nation policies of Barack Obama and trying to do gender confusion, not just in this country, but in other countries as well. Now, let me tell you how this is coming out. I reported this when this was announced back at the end of January. I haven't really seen anybody talk about this. The State Department is spending $600,000 to explore gender identities. They say that they suggest that the ideals of masculinity in Kenya are the cause of terrorism. No, it's not Islam. See, it's that toxic masculinity that needs to be taken down in Kenya. And so Rex Tillerson's State Department is going to spend $600,000 because the enemy is masculinity, not Islam. They said gender is increasingly recognized as an essential aspect to understanding and to countering violent extremism throughout the world, said the State Department, spending $600,000 of your money. They said men and boys are disproportionately recruited by and join terrorist groups and carry out terrorist operations. So therefore, terrorism is male. It's not Islamic. It's a male thing. Except that they have female terrorists as well, and they have female suicide bombers as well. But let's not pay any attention to that, says the State Department under Rex Tillerson. In Kenya, they said, there currently exists no CVE. And that's their countering violent extremism. There's no CVE programming dedicated to the role of gender of boys and men and vulnerability to violent extremism. So Tillerson's State Department lays the blame on terrorism, not of terrorism on male gender issues, not on things like Boko Haram or Islam. But of course, Boko Haram is in Nigeria. He was just in Nigeria as well. Maybe he's selling them the same gender confusion. Let me tell you, Rex Tillerson has been into gender confusion from the very beginning. He was head of the Boy Scouts. What did he do to the Boy Scouts? The same thing that I guess he thought that the Boy Scouts were too toxic masculine because he allowed them, he pushed the idea that they would have homosexual scouts as he was head of the Boy Scouts. And then he pushed for homosexual scout leaders at the Boy Scouts. And then, keeping with his example, as he left, the Boy Scouts then began pushing for transgender scouts. Hey, this is the Rex Tillerson who now at the State Department is trying to bring gender confusion to the poor people of Kenya, as if that was their problem. You see, in Nigeria, where they have the same problems as they do in Kenya, I just talked about how they had mass bombings in Kenya and so forth. It is Al-Qaeda. It is radical Islam. It is jihadism. Boko Haram literally means the people committed to the Prophet's teachings for propagation and jihad. Now, Boko Haram is really just the nickname. What it means is Western education is haram. It's forbidden. And that's why they go in and capture all of these. They just captured a whole other group of young girls who were studying and getting educated at Western schools. Can't have that. Can't have that. So especially women. Can't have women. But that's toxic masculinity as the State Department and Rex Tillerson see it. See, it's not a problem with Islam. It's a problem with toxic masculinity. So what they need is some gender confusion. And who are the people that join Boko Haram in Nigeria? Well, they typically come from university students. You know, kind of like Antifa over here. Those are the people that join the group. Less than 4 years after the high-profile kidnapping of 200 girls, Boko Haram has now abducted another 110 girls from the region, and out of a school in the region. That's what they're doing. But of course, as they misidentify the problem, that allows the military-industrial complex to sell them weapons. Last August, the U.S. sold Nigeria $500 million worth of military gear. So we spend.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.